You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.